Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena, how are you?
Oh, God. After you.
A rocky start.
No, a good start. It's nice to hear you. Nice to see you in the studio.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
We've been talking to you through the window as a newsie this morning.
I know.
You're everywhere
my first
today.
Breakfast shift. People are probably going to be sick of my voice.
Never.
We're not alone. We're joined by Beth and Katie from Get Out of My Letterbox, which is a show on at Q Vault at the moment. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So Get Out of My Letterbox is, you know, you've described it as a tale about human connection and a mother-daughter story. Do you want to just give a little overview of what the play is about, other than that?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, it's kind of a basic premise, really. We've got this character who is kind of this mad inventor, and she's also an ex-circus clown.
Nice.
And she's trying to track down her mother, but rather than going through the kind of regular channels that you might go through, she thinks it would be a good idea to move in next door to her. So she's tracked her down.
That's
and
fine,
she,
totally normal.
She moves right in there, yeah. And she has this kind of clown logic. She's not, you know, this traditional kind of red nose clown, but she functions on this kind of thinking. And so what ensues is a collection of events between the mother and daughter as they try to negotiate a relationship. And she kind of breaks boundaries and does all sorts of weird and interesting things. But we also learn a lot more about the characters and also the mother. She's a fair trading enthusiast who works for a banana company, and she's out there to save the world, and she's very busy, so she doesn't have much time for her daughter.
Oh my God, they sound like such cool characters and people.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your take on mother-daughter relationships? Like, how do you think they're special, particularly today where like that idea of the like traditional nuclear family is really outdated and really doesn't apply to many families anymore?
Yeah, I mean, as a mother, for me it's very special.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, mothers and parents just adore their children and hold them as, you know, these absolute treasures. But I have parented across two families, mm-hmm. as well, and I find, you know, and so it is very, very different. My mum, you know, she was the only mum in my life. She created this incredibly strong, grounded sort of family culture. And when you're working across two families, it's really different because, you know, there's so many differences in the two families. And teenagers know how to play that as well.
Yes, I'm sure.
So,
they do.
It is different, but I think for mothers, you know, it's incredibly special. Hopefully daughters realise it maybe in their 20s or something, they say.
Shout out to all the mums. Never going to turn into your mother, or no, you are going to turn into your mother, and you like always reject that as a teenager. And then in my case, it's definitely turning out to be true.
Shout out to Zoe's mum.
Yes, Jan. In terms of the generational gap between you both, what different things have you both brought to this process that maybe like the other person couldn't have just because of their different experiences?
Well, I find, you know, because we do a lot of improvising, the rules of improvisation and theatre are pretty leveling. And so, you know, when you're on the floor improvising, mm-hmm. You know, you're both there just playing and doing your thing. And also, I don't always think about the age difference particularly.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, so, but we do bring, you know, I mean, I'm 55, so I've done lots of different things. And also Katie is very generous and gracious about that. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
I think Beth also brings, you know, 30 years of experience in the theatre industry, whereas I've only been working for 10. And so there's an obvious difference there that Beth probably wouldn't want to skite about. But there's so much that I can glean from her as a professional. I mean, it does go both ways, but there really is a lot of experience there, life experience as well, which is really cool.
And I guess in the film industry, it's really obvious how ageism and sexism are intertwined with just, you know, the few roles available to women who are over the age of, I don't know, 40 or even 35.
Yeah, and who wins awards, all that sort of stuff.
Oh my God,
well.
Yeah, I mean, the Oscars. But do you think in theatre too, there's a lack of roles for, or like stories from the perspective of older women, or?
There might be. We just make our own theatre.
Yeah,
so
right.
We just
do what you want to do.
We just do what we want to do. Mm. So I'm not, I don't get too hung up with that because we just make our own stuff and put it on. And,
nice.
We have noticed that there's been two reviews that have said, wow, it's so bizarre to see two women on stage doing physical comedy. And Katie and I are like, but hang on a minute, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
So maybe it's kind of a question of who's paying attention as well and how reviewing and things happens too, because that's part of the whole conversation.
Yeah.
You know, what gets spotlit and things like that. That's maybe something we need to talk about more in New Zealand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
And just quickly, like you mentioned clown and you've both had training in different sorts of clown. How do you think that like the sort of comedic and maybe absurdist elements of it in this story work with something that I assume is, you know, quite deep and emotional?
Yes. Well, we've talked about this a lot, and it was a, you know, a fine balance actually, stylistically and kind of genre-wise, to find what the style of the show was. But we see comedy as a really great bridge into the deeper themes of the show, themes that sometimes are quite polarizing or put people at a distance, but the comedy is what kind of brings them in. And clown in particular as well is quite special in that we have this character who can communicate directly with the audience.
Yeah.
And so my character actually goes into the audience and talks to them and gives them a character within the show.
Yeah.
And in that way, it kind of creates this conduit between the world of the audience and the world of the play.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, we hold their hand, not in a patronising way, but in this way of, I'm here for you and you're here for me and we're going to do this tough thing together. So we actually think that clown and comedy aids the show in that sense.
Nice.
Fantastic. So if people want to go and see this, how and when and where?
Oh, do you want to answer that question?
Well, two nights left. Tonight, 6:45 p.m. at Q Theatre Vault, which is the downstairs one, and Saturday night, 6:45 p.m. And if you can use the promo code GETOUTSTUDENT, which is all in capitals, if you book online for $15 tickets.
Fantastic.
Nice bargain.
That is great.
Thank you guys both so much. That show sounds really beautiful and... yeah, really cool. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, not a prop.
What else is happening in the Big Bad Theatre world, Zoe?
Well, luckily, if you go to Get Out of My Letterbox, you can go to this next show I'm going to talk about, which is Dr. Drama Makes a Show, tonight and tomorrow again on at Q in the Vault, I believe, as well, at 8:30 p.m. And it's by James Wenley. It's a one-person show who is a theatre lecturer and has a PhD. So he knows all the theory. And this show is, I guess, him exploring if with all that knowledge he can actually himself make a show.
Cool. That sounds
really
interesting.
You actually went and saw it.
Yes. I totally recommend. James is a good friend of mine and he does some very funny dancing.
Oh great. Well, we do love
it's
a funny
it
dance.
For the
yeah.
And the discourse.
Go for the dancing, stay for the theatre.
Exactly. So Get Out of My Letterbox and Dr. Drama Makes a Show. That's my two fringe picks for this
Fantastic.
Week.
Fantastic. Well, we'll talk to you in just a few minutes' time for Culture Club.
Yes, and a hot min.
And a hot min. So thank you very much, Zoe, and thank you both very much. Get Out of My Letterbox on tonight and tomorrow. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
And you are on the 95. 95-